Hello, and welcome to Good Friends, Strong Families, the podcast where every episode equips you with a new skill, surrounds you with support, and provides actionable steps you can immediately implement into your family life. I'm Angela, and as usual, I'm joined by my co-host, Anna. In today's episode, we're going to discuss, this is a great one, emotional bank accounts, how you can focus on making more deposits than withdrawals to show your child how loved and valued they are. We're going to dissect the what, the why, the how, so that by the end of today's episode, you will be better equipped to raise resilient, connected families. All right, Anna, so what is an emotional bank account?
Yeah, let's think about that as an account of trust rather than money. The transactions are made through our actions and words. So deposits are made by the interactions that we have that build and strengthen our trust, sense of safety, feelings of love, acceptance, and appreciation. Like any bank account, we ideally have more deposited than withdrawn.
Yeah, well, hopefully. That's the hope.
We don't want to be in the negative,
right?
The withdrawals in this scenario are made when our actions and words erode trust in our relationship.
Ouch.
Yeah. Words and actions. I know we have some great episodes on building connection with our families, things like one-on-one time, family dinners.
Those are good.
Those are positive interactions, and they're great examples of investments into our children's emotional bank account. And they often combine both words and actions, right?
Right. No, that makes sense. So I'm picturing those conversations that you have around the dinner table. So like parents spending quality time with their kids, doing something they choose. Remember, we called that my time
right. In
an earlier episode. So but we want to turn our attention today specifically on the power of your words. And really, as family coaches, we think about this a lot because sometimes families will say, we're really struggling in this area. And so what we'll say is, you know, one of the most simple things that you can do to add those emotional deposits into each other, so it could be your kids, could be your partner, could really even be your friend, Anna, is to look for the good and compliment them. So that's a really important piece. You're looking for the good and complimenting it, really when they maybe don't even think that we would compliment them on things. So the second we notice it and as often as possible. So I said that it's simple. It's definitely not easy because it takes, you know, it takes focused attention. It takes our time, our effort, us thinking about it. And we'll talk about that in a little bit. But the flip side of that, which I think is something I know this is true for me as a mom, is I was always like hyper. I just noticed a lot when I was critical. Mm. You know what I mean? Yeah. And so, because it just comes out of anger, frustration, anxiety, you name it, you know, like we would always say like, oh, the kids are driving me crazy, you know? And so then you just get more critical as a parent. So I was always really aware of that because it always made me feel horrible as a parent.
Once you notice something wrong, it just seems like you see everything wrong, right?
Yeah.
And that's why this like skill is so important of looking for the good stuff. Because we don't really usually do that.
No. And some of us, maybe this is something that I was going to ask you about because you've talked about this before, that like, what do you do if like folks are listening and they're like, that's not really in my nature to like give compliments all the time?
I would say I can relate.
Right.
You're definitely not alone.
You're in good company.
And like you said, simple isn't always easy. And I think this is the perfect example of that. But we do have some tips that can help. And we want you to think of this as a skill rather than a characteristic of who you are.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be. It's not that like you're either born with or without the gene to compliment. No.
The complimenting gene. That's good.
You can build this skill.
Yeah.
It is something that we can get better at with intentional practice. And it's worth practicing because those compliments are yet another thing like spending one-on-one time with your kids that trigger those feel-good brain chemicals. And they make us feel good too, right? So giving compliments is good practice. It not only brightens our kids' day or our loved one's day, it not only deposits into their emotional bank accounts, but it also triggers your own brain's reward system.
That's crazy.
It's a win-win situation.
Yeah, that's really good.
For sure. So let's first talk about what a compliment is.
Okay.
So it's saying something kind about someone else. So this could be like a physical feature. Like, Angela, I really like your eyes.
Thank you.
Or I love your sense of style.
Yeah.
Okay. It could also be saying something positive about the things that they do, their actions. So I really appreciated your help cleaning up after dinner.
Yeah.
We also want to make sure our compliments are genuine and sincere.
That's really important, because I actually had somebody give me a compliment that I absolutely know was not sincere. I don't know if it wasn't sincere, but it just didn't feel genuine recently. And it actually made me feel a little uncomfortable around the person.
Yeah, it doesn't. It has like the opposite effect of releasing those feel good compliments, because it just doesn't feel believable. And then we also think in terms of compliments that the more specific, the better. So like I could tell my friend Angela that she's pretty. And that's nice, right?
Yeah.
But if I say, when you walk into the room, your smile lights up the space.
Aw.
So that feels more specific and it has more impact.
Okay, that's really helpful. Having a checklist is good. So I want to think about being kind, being positive, being genuine, being sincere, being specific, doing it as often as possible. So here's the thing. In a world where we're often unknowingly trained and conditioned to critique, to really look for and point out errors, which, by the way, we are. So this is something that kind of goes against the grain. It goes against the flow. So this really is something that we have to work at. And we've talked about this. I don't always know what to say, like, good job or like high five. So we've talked about how there's a resource on our website called 40 Phrases That Praise.
Yeah.
And it literally walks through what are some phrases that you could use in each situation. And it's really just about us being familiar with those phrases so that we have them in our pocket when we go to use them or when we need them for some situation. And again, this is about practice. You're going to find your own voice here. It's going to feel weird at first, but this will help. So here's a few that I like from it. The first one I really like is, you are a natural at. So Anna, you are a natural at making people feel comfortable when they're in the space with you. So that's one. The other one is, which I actually think about us, we make a great team.
Yeah.
That's a really good one for us. And then this one, you could use this with your spouse, you could use this with your partner, your child, but I'll just use this with you. I'm glad you're my friend.
Yeah. I love that one. I use that one all the time with my kids. And I definitely think that when you read through, like, please go to the website and get this list.
Yeah, it's good.
You may read through it, and at first you may think none of these feel natural.
Right.
And saying it out loud, it's probably going to feel kind of awkward. And if you're not in the habit of giving compliments, probably even more so, right? Because it's like another language.
Right.
But if you at least commit to writing down a handful, and I love that they cover like expressing love. There's some that are genuine compliments, there's some that are expressing love, and there's other that are positive affirmations. And so if you get a couple of in each of those categories,
and
think through those interactions that you have with your family and think about, okay, when can I use these? Maybe there's one that you can use first thing in the morning. Maybe there's another one that you can use at nighttime.
Like yes.
To your kids or when they're off to go to school or something. When you're working on problems together or even cleaning. We make a great team. Like we're a team. We're a family. We work together.
Well, and that gives us better behavior. I mean, I think that's the thing that we don't realize is that these are not just like, we're not just not trying to build them up. We are doing that, but we're also saying, listen, I'm trying to get better behavior, but we're also trying to have a like warmer, more connected relationship. This is one of the ways we're going to do that.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think it's like, take ownership and be proactive. So really, really think about, again, it's a bank account. We want to deposit more. Mm-hmm. So if you can create scenarios where you can give compliments before you even have a chance to criticize, like you're going to end up the day with more putting in than you're withdrawing.
Yes.
That's the big picture, right? Now, speaking of criticizing, we know it can be one of those things, you know, that's withdrawing from the emotional bank account. So sometimes parents kind of like freak out and think they can't ever address anything their kid's done wrong. Right? Like their kid could lie and they could be like, oh, sweetie, you're so sweet. No, that's not when you give a compliment. There are things that need to be addressed, right?
Yeah. I mean, one of the things that really freaks parents out is that they think we're saying you don't ever have to correct anything that's wrong. And there are times like we're not saying that you're being always being critical.
Yeah, correction isn't the same as criticizing.
Right. So there are things that we have to correct, and they're going to feel that at sometimes as though it's criticism. We can't help that.
Right.
And so we do have to correct behavior. That is very clear. That's very different than what we're asking you to do now. So if You have to correct your child. It doesn't mean that you're withdrawing from those emotional accounts, but do remember that how you communicate those corrections or how you handle disagreements, whether it's with a child or a partner, that can actually make a big difference. So you may need to take a beat, you know, like maybe don't jump into the correction until you've taken a breath, you know, come up with what you're going to say. There's a great one that we did on iMessages. If you haven't heard the podcast on iMessages, that's a really good place to start. But at the end of the day, we're really just trying to take account of all of our interactions. And also, as we say all the time, we have not perfected this. We're still working this out. It's just that we're trying to give you some tools and tips that we know as family coaches are going to work.
Yes, absolutely. That's our goal. We want the emotional accounts with each of our loved ones at the end of the day to be in good standing.
Yeah.
So, and that's, remember, it's words and actions. So we really do hope that you're going to download that link. It's going to be in the show notes. Get those 40 phrases that praise. And your first actionable step is to read through it and maybe write down 5 that feel like you could say them.
Yeah.
And I mean, like, say them. Say them out loud. Be alone first.
Practice them.
Right. Hear your voice say it. And it really has to, like, sink in that this is, like, worth doing. And again, like, when you give those compliments, your brain is happy too.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Anything else?
No, this was fantastic.
Awesome. So if you enjoyed today's episode, please leave us a 5-star review, share it with a friend. And we'd also love to hear your thoughts on today's topic. So join the conversation on our Instagram feed.